Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 3, focus on community, one together. Part 2, one glorious church. Study 024, the body assembles. Building on the previous study on the subject of spiritual gifts and looking to unpack how they operate as we gather together as his body, especially in the InVision. Expressions of the body happen as groups of new creation people gather, specifically for the purpose of engaging the presence of Jesus together. It can be really simple. Matthew 18 verse 20, Jesus said, "Where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst." It's pretty amazing. Many churches adopt a regular worship service approach, and we really value that. You can have amazing, glorious expressions of the life of Jesus, especially through anointed times of worship and impartation from gift ministries. We're going to focus in now on more of the small group aspect that the inn functions within. And here we champion aspects of assembly that are harder to engage in well through those more formal services and bigger gatherings. This is more to do with relationships, the interaction of new creation people with one another, the developing of spiritual life and gifting, mobilizing of each member into body life and community witness, etc. The in life that we InVision is strongly focused on participation with shared revelation and discernment, activation, mobilization. Inns are also specifically geared to undertake acts of empowered outworking. This is part of our goal through community witness and to welcome and nurture those receiving Jesus, helping them integrate into the new creation family. So inns help form growth patterns, but also work most powerfully within and as part of wider church expressions as well that include those services and gift ministries and great resources. Often it's the bigger churches that are carrying the wave of the modern worship movement that we've been talking about in some of the other studies. And as Jesus continues to restore the tabernacle of David, and participation in those broader, wider expressions is strongly encouraged and highly valued in this InVision. So inns purposely want to partner and network together with other expressions as Jesus builds his one glorious church. The primary purpose in all this is that we pursue the presence of Jesus together. And that's what we're focusing on now in this study. We learn to be his body in action. We're going to look at two examples in the New Testament. One that builds on what we looked at in the previous study on spiritual gifts. And the other just looking at the community that immediately emerged when Jesus first returned to heaven and poured out the Holy Spirit. We're going to turn to 1 Corinthians again. Just as we saw in the previous study, chapters 12 through 14, Paul explains the operation of gifts of the Spirit, which he distributes as he decides for the common good, for the building up of the body. These gifts are key to experiencing the presence of Jesus together. And Paul outlines what a group gathering might look like. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 16. When you assemble, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. So this is a dynamic small group experience in the presence of Jesus where the Holy Spirit manifests his life in the group. This isn't a book study or an interest group or group to discuss a Sunday sermon. All those are valid and they have their place, but that's not what we're seeing in this passage. This isn't what we champion really in the in-building vision. Here as the community gathers, we want to see the Holy Spirit manifesting the presence of Jesus through the gifts. Where two or three are gathered like this in his name, Jesus is in the midst. And he manifests as the Holy Spirit distributes these gifts for the gathering, just as he decides. The key in the passage that we just read is each one has. So the expectation here is that all can be involved, all can contribute. Notice also the purpose, let all things be done for edification, which means building up. Gatherings must always build up and strengthen the group. They're focused on encouragement. Gifts are never used to tear down, undermine, or destroy. Remember, the gifts are expressions of the joy of God, and they come to manifest the victory of Jesus. So Paul lists a few manifestations in that verse we just read, but those are just a few examples. And throughout chapters 12, 13, and 14, he mentions many other gifts and ministries also. The point is that each one is able to bring a contribution just as the Holy Spirit works in the midst. It happens as we come with a yielded attitude together, letting the Holy Spirit lead this. All begins with an attitude of unity and seeking the Holy Spirit's purpose. Maybe it will start with a prayer of welcome and yieldedness, something like this. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Please come and distribute your gifts now, just as Jesus moves you. We yield to you together. Some may have a reading or insight or short teaching they've already prepared and they bring it with them. Others might be stirred to lead a song. The key is being yielded to the Holy Spirit, inviting him to lead everything. Psalms, teachings, revelations, tongues, interpretations, perhaps words of knowledge, healings, wisdom, discernment, testimonies, prophecies, prayers. There's so many possible manifestations, but the goal is building the body and allowing Jesus to have his way. This is a typical in-gathering in the way that we describe as inspired community. It's a time of meeting with Jesus together. And out of that can come all kinds of fresh vision. Strategies maybe for empowered outworking into the community. Individuals can share burdens and needs, and others can come alongside and support with comfort. And they might pray or encourage. Some may be inspired into new ventures of good deeds, and others catch it and agree that they'll join with them. The possibilities here are endless. They're expressions of a living and present head, Jesus himself, very vibrant. This kind of gathering is one type of fellowship, and it could include communion as well, as the people just take time to break bread and take the wine together. For the rest of today's study, we're going to look at this first expression of church we see in the New Testament in Acts chapter 2. It says this, Acts 2, 42 to 47. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place to the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. Notice the idea of togetherness, sharing, unity. We also see gladness, praise, favor, and there was food, fellowship, communion, prayer, and power. A quality of community emerged that had not existed even the day before, because this was now Holy Spirit-inspired community. This is a wonderful expression of body life, and much of this can be embraced in the InVision. Gathering to share meals, house to house, can be a big part of this. We're not promoting a stale one-house-only meetup. It's intended to be a vibrant, relational, interactive network of groups. And together, carrying a living expression of the life of Jesus, of his oneness. Notice also the attitude of sharing together so that there was no one in need. Unity, sharing, provision, power, grace, generosity. These are all hallmarks of a Jesus-filled community, being his people. We don't want to just read these verses to marvel at what God did back then. We want to be inspired to action ourselves. We're really trusting the new creation realities start to manifest in these kind of ways.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.